Stage 15. Schmittenfelsen and the Smithy. The Schmittenfelsen, from which we have looked out over the beautiful Hegau landscape, derives its name from the smithy which was located at the upper gate, directly opposite the rocky cliff face. Smiths at Hohenwiel were responsible for work with metals, as were they everywhere, and blacksmiths were essential wherever horses needed to be shoed. In the 15th century, at the time of the Klinenberger, it's most probable that there would have also been a carpenter and a mason.
Because there was a principle of self-sufficiency at Hohenwiel, soldiers with experience of skilled work were much in demand. We've already heard about some of the skilled tradesmen, the blacksmith, the innkeeper, the baker, the miller, and the butcher. There was also a stonemason, a barber, a doctor of sorts, and a pharmacist. The role of the tailor went far beyond his tailoring duties, as he also had oversight of all clothing, as well as of all the tradesmen's tools, and had responsibility for the stocks of the entire fortress. He was the person who would send lists of any complaints or faults over to Stuttgart. Here's an example. One of the tailors had complained that an iron clock sent to Stuttgart for repair 15 years earlier had still not been returned. Furthermore, a Württemberg Bible was missing.
Only the guns did not form part of his area of responsibility. This was overseen by the Zeugwart, or equipment manager, and he was responsible for all contents. Because knowledge of metalwork was a prerequisite for anyone looking after weapons, the Zeugwart would work very closely with the smith. In any case, the Zeugwart was often also a skilled locksmith.